ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Daf Gimel. Our Gemara refers back to this that we went to before in the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis. That the Gemara says, Olam kesavar eiro parashias kasav kan, uvedin hudli boi nami mumchin. And the reason why Hidoyis Halvois do not need mumchin is based on Rabbi Chanina, the Amr Rabbi Chanina Dvartera Echa Dine Mominus Vecha Dine Nefashes Bedrisha Uvechakira, Shenemar Mishpat Echa Dio Achem, Umatam Amr Dine Mominus Obein and Drisha Vechakira, Kadesh Hoytino Delas Bif Nelavin. And for that reason, so too we will say that Idois Valvois do not need Mumchin, Kadesh Hoytino Delas. On this, our Gemara asks, Elameata, Tolo Yishalmu. Our Gemara answers by saying, Kol Shekin Atanoyal Delas Bifne Lavin. So again, our Gemara explains that the reason why Hidoyis Valvoyis do not need Mumchin, even though Hidoyis Valvoyis need Shoisha Dayanim, is based on this that we say, Shoitino Delas Bifne Lavin. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha, Vim Taimar Mei Taimu Iniboy Mumchin Migzilas Vachavoyis, Kimoy Beidoyis Valvoyis. If the reason why one does not need mumchin by Dois Havois is based on Nilasteles, the reason of Nilasteles should apply to Gzelas v'chavois as well, as we find that for that reason Gzelas v'chavois do not need Drisha v'chakira, Kedei Shleitin Odeles. And therefore, so to as far as mumchin, we should say that based on Shleitin Odeles, Gzelas v'chavois should not need mumchin. Taisus answers the kasha by saying, V'yishoy merdo rabbi mumchin oi shayach o meichash bei kamei zeh.
And
therefore, even though Gzeilas v'chavois do not need Drisha v'chakira kedei shoytin odeles, but still, Gzeilas v'chavois ni mumchin. Since even though Gzeilas v'chavois ni mumchin, one will still not have any lasteles, since yidea agazon she'etriach ha'nigzal achar ha'mumchin. According to this Teretz of Tesis will come out, that we say that gzeilas v'chavoas ni'mumchin is only bizman de'ika mumchin, since bizman de'ika mumchin one does not have to worry about any lasteles, since the nigzal can be matriach himself and find mumchin. On the other hand, bizman is that there are no mumchin, then Gzeilas v'chavois will not need mumchin kedei shoytin odeles. Bezman hazeh, we do not have mumchin, then nigzal cannot be matriach atzmei shimotzei mumchin, and therefore based on Yilasteles we will say that Gzeilas v'chavois does not need mumchin. And so too we find in the Ksei Sachreishin and Siman Alephs of Katan Gimel, that the Ksei differentiates between Bezman ha-Mishnah and Bezman hazeh, that Bezman ha-Mishnah Gzeilas v'chavois ni mumchin, and nowadays, Gzeilas v'chavois do not need mumchin. And the Ktzeis goes on to explain that bizman ha-Mishnah do mumchin ba'ilam emkein ba'avhochi yona delas v'fnei ha-gazwanim de moira al-reisham pen v'ula yatriach ha-nigzal achari mumchin kiven de yesh elikim shayiftim ba'aretz uvechein la'evkiyo din mumchin min ha-gazwanim aval achshav deleika mumchin im kein kedei shiyon dawas of neo se avo hotzer khu khazal af kue lagami de mumchen vo kmu adin had yaitais. And so too we find that the Ksei says, is a shita of the Rosh, and so too the Ksei explains, v'shita samar shah. In Tesis we find that Tesis goes on to ask, v'im teimer v'ashkecha mekamadochten shayidonin bebovel gzeleis v'chavoleis. Now, one has to understand pshat in the kasha of Tesis. According to Tesis, it should come out that bizman hazeh we are done dine gzeilos v'chavoles. Since as far as gzeilos v'chavoles, bizman hazeh one has ne'ilas delas, and we cannot apply this far of Tesis, she'atriach ha'nigzal achar ha'mumchin. And for that reason, we have a right to be done dine gzeilos even without mumchin. So to explain pshat in the kasha of Tesis, one has to say as follows. That Tesis is asking, according to the second teretz of Tesis E4. As we mentioned, Tesis asks, that just like we say, that based on Shaitin Odeles, Gezeros v'chavoros umnani drisha v'chakira, so too based on Shaitinal Dallas, we should say. Vek zeros v'chavoros umnani mumchin. Tesis in the second tarot says, Vaydeshoimer, the gezeros v'chavoros nami bo drisha v'chakira. In other words, Tesis in the second tarot understands that Kadesh Shaitinal Dallas only applies to Hidoyes v'chavoros, and Shaitinal Dallas does not apply to Gzeilos v'chavoros, and for that reason, Gzeilos v'chavoros needs drisha v'chakira. And according to Tesis, the second teretz, Tesis goes on to ask, if so, what is pshat? We are done bebavel Gzeilos v'chavoros. If Shaitan Dallas does not apply to Gzeilos v'chavoros, how can we be done Gzeilos v'chavoros even bizman hazeh? Tesis answers his kasha by saying v'yesh mefarshim dafka Gzeilos ali de chavoros. Now to explain pshat in the Teretz of Tesis, you find the tremendous machlokes ha'achrinim. The Goyin of Chesh Mishpat, some analysis of Katan Gimel, the Maram, and other achrinim explain pshat in the Teretz of Tesis as follows. That Tesis is referring back to our Mishnah, and Tesis explains this. Our Mishnah says that Gzeilos v'chavoros need shloisha dayanim mumchin is only referring to Gzeilos al yidei chavoros. Since Gzeilos al yidei chavoros is oishchichi, for that reason Gzeilos al yidei chavoros need mumchin, but regular Gzeilos do not need mumchin. That is how the Goyin, Maram, Nisma, Neshach explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis. In the Marshal and the other end, we find another Mahalch as far as how to explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis. And the Marshal explains Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis as follows. This, as Tesis says, that Gzeilos v'chavoros is referring to Gzeilos al yidei chavoros, which is Oishchichi. Tesis is not referring back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is referring to all Gzeilos v'chavoros. Tesis is referring to this that we learned in Gittin Adav Peches on a base, that by Gzeilos v'chavoros le'avdina and shichusayu, since it is oishchichi. And Tesis explains that the Gemara in Gittin, says that Gzeilos v'chavoros le'avdina and shichusayu is not referring to all types of Gzeilos v'chavoros, but rather the Gemara in Gittin is only referring to Gzeilos sha'al yidei chavoros. Only Gzeilos sha'al yidei chavoros is considered oishchichi. Now, according to the Marshal, one has to understand, if our Mishnah is referring to all types of Gzeilos v'chavoros, and all Gzeilos v'chavoros ni mumchin, how can Tesis explain Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara in Gittin is only referring to Gzeilos shalidei chavoros, but regular Gzeilos v'chavoros one does not ni mumchin? In our Mishnah, we find that all Gzeilos v'chavoros ni mumchin. So to explain Pshat in the Marshal, we find that the Ketzayis in Siman Alves of Katan Gimel and the Tumim in Siman Alves of Katan Beis explain Pshat in the Marshal as follows. And they explain Pshat in the Marshal that the Marshal differentiates between Mizman Hazeh and Mizman HaMishnah. Mizman HaMishnah, Gzeilos v'chavoros need mumchin. On the other, Mizman Hazeh, Gzeilos v'chavoros do not need mumchin. And therefore, the Gemara in Gittin, which is referring to Bizman Hazeh, for that reason, Gzeilos v'chavoros unani mumchin, and only Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros, which is oishchichi, need mumchin. That is how the Tumim and the Ketzayis explain Pshat in the Marsha. So again, according to the Marsha, our Mishnah is referring to all Gzeilos v'chavoros, and all Gzeilos v'chavoros Bizman ha'mishnah ni mumchin. This, we are done, Gzeilos v'chavoros is referring to Bizman Hazeh. And only Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros do we say that one cannot be done Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros bizman hazeh, since Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros is oishchichi. On the other hand, according to the other mahalach of the achrinim b'shitas ha'tesis will come out, that even bizman ha'mishnah, one has a right to be done Gzeilos v'chavoros without mumchin. And even bizman ha'mishnah, only Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros ni mumchin, since Gzeilos ha'idei chavoros is oishchichi. Now, one has to understand, according to both Mahalchim of the Achrinim, what happened to this that Tesis explains, that by Gzeilos v'chavoros one does not have Mishum Nilas Dalas, either because the Nigzal b'yatriach atzmei achar mumchin, or as Tesis says in the second Teretz, by Gzeilos v'chavoros one does not have Nilas Dalas at all. For that reason, Gzeilos v'chavoros ni drisha v'chakira. According to the first Teretz of Tesis, At least bismana Mishnah. Zeus v'chavosh ni mumchen. Since we cannot apply the halacha ni lastales, and according to Tosfos' second teretz, even bismana zeh deleika mumchen, but still just like zeus v'chavosh ni drish v'chakira, so too zeus v'chavosh ni mumchen, even bisman, the one does not have the opportunity of finding mumchen, since according to Tosfos' second teretz, by zeus v'chavosh we do not apply the svara of ni lastales. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, we find that the Maharam explains Pshat and Tesis as follows. That according to this Teretz of Tesis, Tesis is coming to Mechadesh of Exilus of Chavois, one has Ni'ilas Delas. And Tesis is coming to Mechadesh that even Bizman Deika Mumchen, still one has Ni'ilas Delas. And for that reason, Exilus of Chavois do not need Mumchen. This that we find in our Mishnah that Gzeilas v'chavoes ni mumchen is only referring to Gzeilas sha'al yedei chavoes. Since Gzeilas sha'al yedei chavoes is oishchichi, for that reason one does not have ni'ilas delas. That is how the Maram explains Pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos. Baruch Hu one kima'ir on the Pshat of the Maram, that Iker ha'teretz of Tosfos is chaser min ha'sefer. According to the Maram, Baruch Hu Tosfos should have needed to speak out that we apply this svara of Nilastalas to Gzeilas v'chavos afilu heicha deika mumchen, and for that reason our Mishnah can only be referring to Gzeilas sha'al yedei chavos. So to explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos, one can explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos as follows. That Tosfos in his Teretz is coming to Mechadesh, that even if we are to say that Gzeilas v'chavos does not have Nilastalas, but still Gzeilas v'chavos will not need mumchen based on this that we find in the Gemara and Gittin that we say Shilchusayo Kavdinon, and based on Shilchusayo Kavdinon. For that reason, the halacha is we do not need mumchen. And this we do not need mumchen is independent of Nilastalas. As long as one has a milsa de shchichi, there is a halacha of Avdinon Shilchusayo. And for that reason, Gzeilas v'chavos do not need mumchen, since Gzeilas v'chavos is a milsa de shchichi, for that reason there is a halacha of Avdinon Shilchusayo. But now here one has to understand, if we say that based on Shilchusayo k'Avdinon, one does not need mumchen even without the svara of Ni'ilas Delas, if so by Yedoyis HaVois we should say that Yedoyis HaVois do not need mumchen based on Shilchusayo k'Avdinon, even without the svara of Ni'ilas Delas. And therefore, why did our Gemara find it necessary to explain that the reason why Baridai's Havayis one does not need Mumchen is only because of Ni'ilas Delas? So to answer this kasha, one can say one of two mahalchem, either one can say, as the Marshal explains, that Avdinon Shilchusayo was only Bizman Hazeh Deleika Mumchen, and Bizman Hazeh Deleika Mumchen. That is when we say Avdinon Shilchusayo, but Bizman HaMishnah Deleika Mumchen we do not say Avdinon Shilchusayo. And for that reason, our Gemara has to explain that the only reason why we say Baidois Vavois when there's Nani Mumchen, even Mizman HaMishnah Deika Mumchen, is only because we say Kedei Shaloi Tino Delas. If not for Ni'ilas Delas, Mizman HaMishnah Deika Mumchen, we will not say Avdinan Shechusayo. And so too we find in the Kseis, in Siman Aleph of Katan Gimel, that the Kseis explains that Avdinan Shechusayo is only Bizman Deleika Mumchen. But that is only if you are to understand Pshat and Tosfos like the Marashah. That Bizman HaMishnah Gzeilas v'chavos ni mumchen. But if we are to understand like the other Mahalach of the Achrinim, that even Bizman HaMishnah Gzeilas v'chavos unna ni mumchen, then one has to say that Shechusayo k'Avdinon applies across the board even Bizman Deika mumchen. And therefore, according to that Mahalach, one has to explain in other Pshat. In this, our Gemara found it necessary to explain that the reason why Baidai's Havois when there's not any mumchen is only Kedei Shaitino Dallas. So to explain Pshat according to this Mahalach, one has to say as we find in the Arama. In the Arama, we find as well that the Arama explains that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha that Baidai's Havois when there's not any mumchen based on Ni'ilas Delas, and then there is another reason for not any mumchen as well based on this that we say Shechusayo k'Avdinon. And Shechusayo k'Avdinon is independent of Ni'ilas Delas. The Maram goes on to ask, V'chitema adaminon taima baidois ha'avois mishum Ni'ilas Delas, leima mishum neshchicha. The Maram answers this kasha by saying like kasha, V'chiaminon taima mishum milsa neshchicha is only referring to something that has chisar and kiss, which comes shaloi midas habaylim. only a milsa de shchicha bechisarin kis da asi shaloi midas habayom de visei shchichusayo kavdinan avoidoyes valvoyes sakadaita chamino imana voi loizef. That chisarin kis is coming midas hamalva, and for that reason, if not for the svara of nilas dalas, we would not say shchichusayo kavdinan, since again the chisarin kis is coming midas hamalva. And for that reason, our Gemara has to go and explain Kedei Shaitin Odales, that based on Shaitin Odales, for that reason we say that Eidois Falvois does not need Mumchen. That is how the Arama explains Pshat, and this our Gemara needs Nilas Dales. And our Gemara did not just say that since it is a Milso de Shchichi, for that reason one does not need Mumchen. Now getting back to our Gemara again, our Gemara explains that the reason why by Eidois Falvois one does not need Mumchen is based on Nilas Dales. In the Rishonim and Achronim, we find that the Rishonim and Achronim ask the following kasha. In the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches on the base, one sees that the Gemara explains that the reason why one does not need a based in Shomomchen by Idoyes Valvoyes is based on Avdino and Shichusayo. But here one has to understand, is the reason why one does not need Mumchen because of Nilastalas, or is the reason why one does not need Mumchen because of Avdino and Shichusayo? So to answer this kasha, one can say, as we find in the Maryam, that Mishum Nilas Dalas is a reason behind Avdina and Shichusayu, and it is based on Nilas Dalas that we say Avdina and Shichusayu, and for that reason one does not need Mumchen. But as we find, the Rishonim go on to ask, why isn't Nilas Dalas by itself enough? Why does the Gemara Gittin have to explain that the reason why one does not need Mumchen is because Avdina and Shichusayu? Let the Gemara just say that Mishum Nilas Dalas Abanu were Mesaken, when there's Nani Mumchen, just like Abanu were Mesaken, the Mishum Nilas Dalas, when there's Nani Drisha V'chakira. So to answer this kash, we find that the Ramban and the Ran say as follows. The Ramban and Ran say, based on this, we mentioned before in our Sharon Daf base, that one needs a base in Shal Mumchen for two reasons. First of all, one needs a base in Shal Mumchen, based on the Drosh of Elihim, that only the din of a base in Shal Mumchen is considered a din. And then one needs a Beis Din Shal Mumchen for a different reason as well, that based on the drash of the Gemara and Gittin, of Afneim Beloy Afnei Adyeteis, there is an Isser to be done Afnei Adyeteis. And for that reason one needs a Beis Din Shal Mumchen in order not to be over on the Isser of Afneim Beloy Afnei Adyeteis. And therefore, even though as far as the drash of Elohim is concerned, that only the din of a Beis Din Shal Mumchen is considered a din, we can say that Mishum Takonas Nilas Dalas, Rabbanon have a right to say that the din of a Beis Din Shal Adyeteis is also considered a din, and we will say Hefker based in Hefker. But as far as the Isser of Afneim V'Afnei Adyeteis, it comes out, the Rabbanon are being Eker in Isser D'Arayisa B'Kum V'Asei. By someone going to be needed by a Beis Din Shal Adyeteis, he's being over in Isser of Afneim V'Afnei Adyeteis. And for that reason, Gemara Gittin has to explain that the reason why there is no Isser of Neim V'Loy of Neadyeteis is based on this, that we say Shichusayo Kavdinon, the Takon of Nilas Dalas by itself will not be enough. And based on Shichusayo Kavdinon, we say that there is no Isser of Neim V'Loy of Neadyeteis. V'Chira, according to Ramban and the Ran, will come out that one needs two reasons in order for us to be Machshir based on Shadyeteis. One needs a Takon of Hefka based on Hefka Mishum Nilas Dalas. And based on Hefka based Nefka, we say that the din of a based in Shal Adyeteis is considered a din. And then one needs Shichusayo Kavdinon in order to take care of the Isser of Afneim V'Loy Afnei Adyeteis. But if one looks carefully at the Gemara and Gittin, and in the Rishonim, one sees that Shichusayo Kavdinon will take care of both problems. As the Gemara and Gittin goes on to ask, if we are to say Shichusayo Kavdinon, Ihachi Gzelois V'Chavolois Nami, what is pshat by Gzeilus v'chavolis, one needs a Beis Din Shal Mumchen? What happened to Shichusayo Avdinon? V'chei, one has to understand pshat in the kasha of the Gemara. Even if by Gzeilus v'chavolis we are able to say Shichusayo Avdinon, and therefore there is no Isser of Afneim V'Loy Afnei Adyeteis, but what happened to this that one needs a Beis Din Shal Mumchen in order for their din to be a din based on the drash of Elohim? And one needs Nilas Dalas in order for us to say Hefker Beis Din Hefker. And therefore, by Gzeilus v'Chavolis, the one does not have Nilas Dalas. If so, the din of a Beis Din Shal Adyeteis, as far as Gzeilus v'Chavolis, is not a din. So from the Gemara and Gittin, one clearly sees that the Gemara and Gittin understands that based on Shechusayu Avdina, Shechusayu Avdina is itself a reason to Machshir based on Shalad Yetes, even without Nilas Dalas. And based on Shechusayu Avdina, we will say that the din of a based on Shalad Yetes is considered a din, even though they are Had Yetes. So to explain Pshat and the Gemara and Gittin, one has to say, as we find in the Ran, that in Shechusayu Avdina was in Schadesh, that HaKoyach Be'ar Chachamim, we kosser as Had Yetes, Be'kisran Shal Momchen. And the Had Yetes themselves are considered like Momchen, and for that reason one does not have the Isser V'fneim V'loi V'fnei Had Yetes. And since based on Shechusayu Avdina, we see as if the Had Yetes themselves are considered like Momchen, for that reason we should say that their din is a din, and therefore by Gzeiros V'chavos we should say as well Shechusayu Avdinan. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying that in order for us to say Shechusayu Avdinan one needs Milsa Deshchichi V'Espech Sarin Kes, and therefore the Ramban and Ran go on to say that if one has Gzeiros V'chavos, which are Shechichi V'Espech Sarin Kes, we will say Shechusayu Avdinan, and one will not need a Beis Din Shalmomchen. This how we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara finds it necessary to explain that the reason why Baridais Valvois one does not need Mumchen is because of Nilas Dalas. Our Gemara means to say that Mishum Nilas Dalas Rabbanu were Mesakin Shechusayu Avdinan even in Eretz Yisrael. As far as the Shechusayu Avdinan, by Gzeiros V'Chavos, which does not have Nilas Dalas, that Shechusayu Avdinan was only said B'chutz La'aretz in a place that there are no Mumchen. And therefore our Mishnah, which says that Gzeiros V'Chavos ni Mumchen, is referring to Eretz Yisrael, since in Eretz Yisrael all Gzeiros V'Chavos ni Mumchen, since Shechusayu Avdinan as far as Gzeiros V'Chavos only applies to Chutz La'aretz. Hadois Havois, on the other hand, even in Eretz Yisrael not ni Mumchen, based on Nilas Dalas and Mishum Nilas Dalas, Rabbanu were Mesakin, we should say Shechusayu Avdinan even in Eretz Yisrael. That is how the Ramban and the Ran explain Pshat in the Gemara and Gittin, and explain Pshat in our Mishnah. So again, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, according to the Mahalach of the Maharsha B'Shitas HaTesis will come out, that the Mishnah's halacha of Gzeiros V'Chavos, the Gzeiros V'Chavos Nimumchen applies across the board. And even B'chutz La'aretz, all Gzeiros V'Chavos need Mumchen. This that we find, that they were done Gzeiros V'Chavos, is only Bizman Hazeh Deleika Mumchen, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Tumim and the Ksais. But the halacha of the Mishnah itself, Bizman HaMishnah, is referring to all Gzeiros V'Chavos, and referring even to Chutz La'aretz, that one needs a Beis Din Shel Mumchen. On the other hand, according to Ramban and the Ran, even though the halacha of our Mishnah is referring to all Gzeiros V'Chavos, but the halacha of our Mishnah is only referring to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, one needs a Beis Din Shel Mumchen. On the other hand, B'chutz La'aretz, one does not need a Beis Din Shel Mumchen. According to the Mahalach of the Goyin and the other Achrinim B'Shitas HaTesis will come out, that the halacha of our Mishnah only refers to Gzeiros HaDei Chavois, which are Lo Shchichi. On the other hand, Gzeiros V'Chavois, which are Shchichi, one does not need a Beis Din Shel Mumchen. And from the Stimos, Lashna Tesis Uchayot is Mashma, that even in Eretz Yisrael, by Gzeiros V'Chavos Rashchichi, one will not need a Beis Din Shel Mumchen. And our Mishnah is only referring to Gzeiros HaLidei Chavos, which are Lashchichi. Those are the three Mahachim as far as how to explain Pshat in our Mishnah. Now as far as this, that we say Avdinon Shechusayu, we find the tremendous Machoikes HaChreinim. In the Nesivis and Siman Alephs of Katan Aleph, we find that the Nesivis says as follows: Hine b'ha d'avdinon shechusayu mashma me'ashas, shurak d'rabbanon, d'ka'omer mishum nilas dalas, v'ofin yistayti d'be'emes u'mudereisa, rak shenim saru chachamim, v'y osu oysonu l'shuchim rak b'mokim d'ika nilas dalas. But the ikar halacha of shechusayu k'avdinon is a din min ha'Torah, as the Nesivis goes on to prove from this, the Makablan game is Manazam Mitam Davdinan Shechusayu, the Kiddushav Kiddushin, Voitafsi Acharkach Kiddushay Sheni, Ven Kirch Biadchacham Wakard Varteya Bekum Vasei, Vachim Asen Agitin after get Mosal Piadiatis Possumader Isa. And from there, the Nesivis proves that Allah of Shechusayu Kavdinan is a din Minatayah. On the other end, the Ktseis and Simon Amadalis of Katanaf argues And the Ksei says that this, that Shuchasayo Kavdino, works even as far as Kiddushin. Is because Ish Kerach Vachom Wakad Vartera Afio Bakom Vasei Hecha Dikatam, like we find in Tesis, in Yevomis, in the beginning of Perek HaYishar Abba. And for that reason, since Ish Tam Godel, for Shechusayo Kavdina, for that reason we say Ish Kerach Vat Chachomim Wakad Dover Minatera Afio Bakom Vasei. That is how the Ksais explains Shechusayo Kavdinan. And so too we find in the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Ramban and the Rashba explain that Shechusayo Kavdinan is only Midirabanan. But now one has to understand, as we mentioned before, B'Shem, the Ramban and the Ran, the Ramban and Rambal say that one needs Shechusayo Kavdinan in order to take care of the Yisrael of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais. If not for Shechusayo Kavdinan, one would still have the Yisrael of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais, and as far as that Yisrael, we would say in Kerach B'Yarchom Lakar Dover Menatera. And we do not say like the Ksei says, that Hecha D'Yesh Tam Gadol Yish Kerach B'Yarchom Lakar Dover Menatera V'Kum V'Asei. If so, how can the Ramban and the Rashba, in Yevamis Nachman Vavim Beis, explain that Shechusayo Kavdinan is only Halacha Midrabanan? If so, one still has the Yisrael of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais. So from the Ramban, L'chir, one clearly sees that the Ramban understands that Shechusayo Kavdino works Matera, and as far as the Yisrael of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais based on Shechusayo Kavdinan, one no longer has the Yisrael Matera of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais. Even without this, the Yishkeach B'Yarchom Makar Dover Matera become V'Asei Hecha Dikatam. This that the Ramban and the Rashi both say, that the Halach of Shechusayo Kavdinan is only Halach of Midrabanan, is only as far as this, that we have a Beistin Shaladyaitis, and a Beistin Shaladyaitis is considered a Beistin. In order to be considered a Beistin, Shechusayo Kavdinan does not work Minatera, and Shechusayo Kavdinan only works Midrabanan. But now, one has to understand, if so, how are we to explain Pshat and Gemara and Gittin that we mentioned before, that the Gemara and Gittin goes on to ask, that if we say Shechusayo Kavdinan Yachi Gzeiles V'Chavoles Nami, the Shechusayo Kavdinan that the Gemara in Gittin is referring to is this, that Shechusayo Kavdinan takes care of the Isser of Ofneim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais. And as far as this, that Shechusayo Kavdinan takes care of the Isser of Ofneim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais, that Shechusayo Kavdinan works Minatera, but still one does not have a base in Minatera. And therefore, why should we say that based on Shechusayo Kavdinan, that a based in Shaladyaitais has a right to be done Gezeles V'Chavoles? Where is the based in? V'chir this, that Shechusayo Kavdinan works Minatera, as far as the Yisrael of Neim V'Loi Lefnei Adyaitais, is because Shechusayo Kavdinan does not make us consider as if the Beis and Shaladyaitais themselves are considered like Mumchen, but rather it is only a Mechilas Kavodan Shal Mumchen. And since they're being done B'Shvicho Shal Mumchen, one no longer has a Chesaron of Kavod to Mumchen, since the Beis and Shaladyaitis are only being done B'Shvicho Sam Mumchen. But again, one does not have a Beis and Shal Mumchen, and therefore one has to understand Pshat and the Kasha, the Gemara and Gittin, Yihachi Gzeilois V'Chavois Nami. So before we answer this Kasha, I'd like to imact them with the following Hakdama. This that we find, that there is Halacha Mumchen based on the Drosh of Elihim. One can explain the Halacha Mumchen in one of two ways. Either one can explain the Halacha Mumchen by saying that a Dayan Sheini Mumche is not considered a Dayan Kosher, and therefore one does not have a Beistin, since in order to have a Beistin one needs a Beistin, which is made up of Dayanim who are Ksheir Mladon. Or one can say that a Dayan Sheini Mumche is considered a Dayan. This that one needs Mumchen is only as far as a Din is concerned. In order for the Din to be considered a Din, the Din has to be Yitzei from Mumchen. A Din which is not Yitzei from Mumchen is not considered a Din. In the Rashba Yevamis Nachman Vav we find that the Rashba asks the following Kasha, and the Rashba asks, how are we able to megaya b'zman hazeh? L'chir, one needs a beistin. And nowadays we don't have a beistin shal mumchin. The Rashba answers the Kasha with one of two malachim. The first malach of the Rashba is this, that rak when yengimu yalfinan la, that one needs a beistin by geiros, av when yemumchin lo yalfinan. And as far as Mumchen is concerned, one does not need based in Shalmumchem as far as Geirus. The Rashba goes on to answer a second teret, and the Rashba says Ve'efsher Dimor Dere Seichem Nafka, and we were now from Odere Seichem. That a based in Shalmumchem is not Ma'akeb is Manazad, the one does not have Mumchen. According to the first teret of the Rashba, even Bismandi Kamumchen, there was no halacha that Geirus needs Mumchen. Since all Geirus needs is Gimel Tayonim, one does not need Mumchen. On the other hand, according to the second teret of the Rashba, Bismandi Kamumchen, Mumchen are Ma'akev as far as Geirus is concerned. Only Bismanazad do we say that one does not need Mumchen based on the Drasha of Odere Seichem. From this, the Rashba says in his first teret, that Rak when you Gimel Yalfinonwa, Avon you Mumchen Loy Alfinon, and Geirus does not need Mumchen, from there one clearly sees that halacha Mumchen is not halacha as far as being a dayan who is kosher, but rather the entire halacha Mumchen is as far as a din of Beis Din, that in order to be considered a din, one needs that the din should be yetze from a Beis Din shal Mumchen. But a dayan is considered a dayan, even if he is not a Mumche. And for that reason, the Rashba in his first teret says that even though Geirus does not need Mumchen, but still Geirus needs a Beis Din of Gimel. Since again, a Beis Din Shal Yetzes is also considered a Beis Din, and the entire halacha Mumchen is as far as a din of Beis Din. And as far as Geirus, one does not need a Beis Din Shal Mumchen, since the Mishpat of Geirus does not need Mumchen. And so to Lachir, one sees in the Rambam as well. In the Rambam, Peritam Hilchas and Hedin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows, that as far as halacha tzmichas akenim asarach gimel, one does not need that all three dayonim should be mumchen, but rather all one needs is that echad mehem yiyya samach. From this, the Rambam says, that one does not need that all three dayonim should be mumchen, from there one clearly sees that a Beis Din sheinim mumchen is also considered a Beis Din, and there is nothing wrong with a dayin who is not considered a mumche. The entire halacha of this that one needs a Beis Din shal mumchen is only halacha as far as a din is concerned, that the din of a Beis Din sheinim mumchen is not considered a din. But by smicha there is no din taking place. This, as the Rambam says, the one needs that echa mehem yiyya samach in order to be samech another person, is only as the Biskirov explains, that in order to be samech one needs that the smicha should take place from someone who was a samach, and one needs that the smicha should take place with nei Beis Din. And even though one does not have Gimel Dayanim Mumchim, but still the smicha is taking place of Nei Beis Din, since even a Beis Din Sheinim Mumchim is considered a Beis Din. And so to Lachir, one sees in our Gemara as well, that from this our Gemara says in Mishum Nilas Teles, one does not need a Beis Din Shal Mumchim by Dois Havois, but still one needs a Beis Din Shal Gimel. Lachir, from there one sees that a Beis Din Shal Gimel Hadyetes is also considered a Beis Din, and the entire halacha of this that one needs mumchen is only halacha as far as the din is concerned. And therefore, as far as the din, Rabbanon differentiated between the din of gzeilas v'chavois and the din of eidois v'avois based on nilas talas. Umishum nilas talas, Rabbanon were mesaken that the din of eidois v'avois is considered a din, even though the din is yetze from a Beis Din she'einon mumchen. Now, based on these two tzadim, that there are two ways as far as how to understand the halacha mumchen. That one can understand the halacha mumchen is halacha as far as being a dayan who is kosher, and one can understand the halacha mumchen as far as the din is concerned, that in order to be considered a din, one needs a din of a Beis Din shei mumchen. Here one can explain pshat and Ramban that we mentioned before as follows. This that the Ramban understands, that shichusayu of dino works matera, is not only as far as this, that there is no lesser of neam v'lei of neadietes. Since there is a mechilas kavod taking place with this that we say shechusayo kavdinon, but rather this that we say shechusayo kavdinon, it is considered as if the din is being yoytze mi pi mumchen. Since they're being done b'shvichas mumchen, it is considered as if one has a din shal mumchen. And therefore the Gemara in Gittinei asks, yihachi gzeles v'chavois nami, that based on Shechusayo Kavdina, one has a din of Mumchen. And since one has a din of Mumchen, for that reason by Gzeilas V'chavolos, the din of Gzeilas V'chavolos should also be considered a din. This, the Ramban says in Yevamos, that the Geirus is only a Geirus Midrabanan, is because as far as Geirus, there is no din taking place. and the entire halacha of this that one needs a beis din by geiros is because one needs to have a beis din present by the geiros, and therefore one needs that they should be considered a beis din in order that the geiros should be taking place before a beis din. And in order to be considered a beis din, one needs a beis din shal mumchin. In other words, Ramban understands that there are two halachas as far as this, that one needs mumchin. One needs mumchin in order that the din should be a din, and one needs mumchin in order to be considered a beis din. And therefore this, that we say, shichusei okav dinon, in order that the beis din themselves should be considered a beis din, the Ramban explains that that is only halacha midir abanon. Minatera, the beis din, is not considered a beis din, even though minatera, it is considered as if the din is a din hayoytze from mumchin. That is a chira, the mahalach b'shita saramban. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Avacha b'reidu avika amar medereisa chana mikosher, shenemar b'tzedek tishvara misacha. Ela mishum yesh v'kronis, dir mechayev shloisha dayanim. Now, as far as this, how we say that based on the pasuk of Tzedek Tishpat Misacha Medereisa Chana Mikosher, we find a tremendous machlekes harishanim. In the Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchas Sanhedrin Ochiyud, we find that the Rambam says, Af al pishem based in Paches Mishloisha Mutter Le Achad Wadim and Atere Shnemar Betzedek Tishpat Misacha, Umidivay Seifrim Ad Shiyu Shloisha. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that even after the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishra Misacha, but still, one Dayan is not considered a Beis Din. In order to be considered a Beis Din, one needs Shoisha Dayanim. And even though one Dayan is not considered a Beis Din, but still, in the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishra Misacha was Nischadish, one does not need a Beis Din as far as Hidoyis Valvoyis is concerned. Even a Dayan Echad who is not considered a Beis Din can be done Dinei Hidoyis Valvoyis. That is how the Rambam explains Pshat in the Chiddush of Tzedek Tishpat Misacha. In Tesis, in Kiddushin Nefs on Achbeis and Beis on the other end, we find that Tesis argues on the Rambam. Tesis in Kiddushin asks the following Kasha. Tesis asks, what is Pshat in this that Geris Sarach Shoish in order for his Geris to be considered a Geris? Tare Hidoyis Valvoyis Techsebe and Mishpat. And still, in our Gemara, we find Didona Filu Yechidi. And therefore, Tesis asks that so too, as far as Geirus, a Geirus should be considered a good Geirus as long as it took place in front of Dayan Echad. And why does one need Shoisha? From the Kasha, Tesis one clearly sees that Tesis understands that in the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishvara Misacha was in Schadish, that a Dayan Echad is considered a Beis Din. And for that reason, Tesis asks that so too, a Geirus in front of a Dayan Echad should be considered a Geirus, since what is taking place is this one has a Geirus in front of a Beis Din. And so too, Achirizm of War in the Ramban in Ksuvas Navchaf Aleph, and so too, the Achirin improved from the Sheet of the Rosh. So again, we have a tremendous Machlekes Harishainim. As far as the Chiddush of Avacha B'Reidu Avika, that a Dayan Echad is kosher from the pasuk of Betzedek Tishra Misacha, was Betzedek Tishra Misacha Mechadish. That as far as Hidoris HaVais, one does not need a Beis Din, or do we say that the Chiddush of Betzedek Tishra Misacha was this, that a Dayan Echad is considered a Beis Din? As we mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Beis, there is a tremendous machlokes of according to Avacha Beis Ravika, that a Dayan Echad is kosher from Natura, if the Dayan Echad has to be a mumcha or not. In Rabbeinu Chananel we find that Rabbeinu Chananel explains that even according to Avacha Beis Ravika, the Dayan Echad has to be a mumcha. On the other hand, the Ran and the Meiri and Sot we find in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos argue. And these Rishonim understand that based on the drasha of Avacha Beis Ravika, one does not need a mumcha. A Dayan Echad is kosher even if he is not a mumcha. L'chero one can explain Pshat in this Machlekes HaRishonim, that the Machlekes HaRishonim is dependent upon how to understand the Chiddush of Avacha Beis Ravika. If we are to understand this, that a Dayan Echad is kosher min HaTorah, is because as far as Hidoyis HaVayis, one does not need a Beis Din, for that reason, so too one will not need a mumcha. On the other hand, if we are to understand the Chiddush of Avacha Beis Ravika, is this that a Dayan Echad is considered a Beis Din, for that reason, Rabbeinu Chananel understands that so too one will need that a Dayan Echad should be a mumcha, just like a regular Beis Din needs Shoisha Dayanim Mumchin. That is a Chir Pshat in this Machlekes HaRishonim, but as he mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Beis, the Tumim and the Nesivos explain Rashitas HaRambam
that according to the Rambam, even after the drasha b'tzedek tishvan amisacha that a dainachar is kashim na teira b'tzto, one will need that the dainachar should be a mumche. And this midrabanon, one does not need that the dayan should be a mumche, is only based on this that we say shichusayu kavdinon. Well, here one has to understand, according to the Rambam who explains, that the chiddush of a tzedek tishma misacha was this. The one does not need a beis din, and a dayan echad is not considered a beis din. If so, what is pshat? In this, that one needs that the dayan echad should be a mumche. If a dayan echad is not considered a beis din, then why should one need that the dayan echad should be a mumche? So to explain pshat in these achrinim b'shitas Rambam, I would first like to imakdim with the following shaila according to the shita of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, one understands that the chiddush of a tzedek tishna misacha was mechadesh, that one does not need a beis din. Do we understand that what is taking place is a regular hiras chacham, similar to hira by iser v'heter, but there is no psak din taking place, just like we find the baruch bearing kedushin and simon chafal being down from Chaim, a tzad that by davar sheberva, even though there is a lacha bein davar sheberva paches mishnayim. But as far as the psak is concerned, the psak is a regular hayra of iser v'heter, and there is no psak din taking place. And so to by dainacha one can say that there is no psak din taking place as far as hayda'is halvayis, but rather it is a regular hayra of iser v'heter. Or do we understand that what is taking place is a psak din, and even though one does not need a beis din, but still what is taking place is a psak din, and the dainacha, even though he is not a beis din, has the ability to pask in a din? From the Roshenis of the Ktsais and Hesivis and Zimin Gimel, it is mashma that the Ktsais and Hesivis both understand that what is taking place is a regular hayra be'isr v'hetzer, but there is no psak din taking place, and for that reason one does not need a beis din. Well, according to this malach will come out that so too dayan echad will be able to be done by Laila. And even though a regular beis din cannot be done by Laila, but a dayan echad will be able to be done by Laila, since all he is doing is a hayra like any hayras iser v'heter which can take place by night. And so it's we find in the Nesivis and Simon Heis of Katan Beis. But Ukhira from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Afchav Hei on the Beis, one can prove that even according to the Rambam, what is taking place is a psak din. And there is a chalois psak din taking place by a dayan echad. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is a tzad that by Kiddush HaChidush Tichsib Mishpat, just like by Dini Mamanis, one does not need Gimel, but rather Dayan Echad is kosher, so too by Kiddush HaChidush a Dayan Echad should be kosher. The Gemara answers that the reason why Dayan Echad is not kosher for Kiddush HaChidush is because Yalfina Mimoisha Dahave Bahade Aaron. And from there the Gemara proves that a Dayan Echad is not kosher for Kiddush HaChidush. If we are to understand that a Dayan Echad is not a basin and there is no psak din taking place, how are we to understand the havmin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that a dayan echad should be kosher for Kiddush HaChidush? For Kiddush HaChidush, even if we are to say that one does not need a beis din, but one needs a psak din in order to make the Chidush Mekodesh. So from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, one clearly sees that what is taking place by a dayan echad is this, that one has a psak din, and therefore a dayan echad should be able to Mekodesh as HaChidush. Based on this, one can explain pshat in the Nesivis and Tumim as follows, that even though Dayan Echad is not considered a beis din, but still since there is a chalais psak din taking place for that reason, one needs a mumche. And one needs a mumche not in order to be considered a beis din, but rather one needs a mumche in order that the din should be considered a din, like we mentioned before. That halacha mumche is not only halacha as far as being a dayan hakasha ladon, but rather the halacha of mumche is a halacha in the din. That in order that the din should be considered a psak din, one needs that the psak din should be yoytze from a mumche. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam according to the Nesivis and the Tumim. But now one can ask a seeming steer of a sheetas and Nesivis, if the Nesivis understands that according to the Rambam what is taking place is a psak din, how can the Nesivis and Simon Hay explain that according to the Rambam, a dayan echad can paskin by night? Bukhari, if what is taking place is a psak din, how can one pask in a din by night? So to explain pshat in the Nesivis of Chaya, one has to explain pshat in the Nesivis with a different mahalach, and explain this, that the Nesivis understands b'shitas HaRambam that one needs a mumcha, even though what is taking place is a regular hayav iser v'heter, and there is no chalois psak din, is based on this, that there is an iser to be done with neid yaitis. And therefore, for that reason, even though what the Dayan Echad is doing is only Ayurah, similar to Ayurah be'Isser v'Hetzer, but still one needs a Mumcha, since there's an Isser to be done with Nehed Yaitais. That is Achira, how one can explain Pshat according to the Shita of the Nesivis. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says that the Nafkamina between Rav and Avacha Bered Ravika is as far as Shnayim is concerned. Where Rav lays Hoyde Shmuel, where Avacha Bered Ravika is Hoyde Shmuel. In other words, the Gemara explains that according to Avacha Bered Ravika, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, based on the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishra Misacha, that even one person has the ability to be done. Now, here one can ask what happened to the halacha that a base then cannot be shaka, as we find in the Gemara Nama base. And therefore, based on this, that one cannot have a base in shaka. What is pshat in this that we say shnayim shadonu dineim din? So, here from our Gemara, one can prove that the entire halacha of aim based in shaka is only halacha lechatchila. But for the Eved, even if the base was a base in shaka, but still dineim din. And for that reason, our Gemara says that according to Rav Acha Bered Ravika was machsher echad shnayim shadonu dineim din. But from the Rosh Nadarma that find Chesam and Aleph, one clearly sees that the Rosh understands that the halacha of aim based in shaka is halacha even b'di'evid. And if shnayim were donu, even b'di'evid, the halacha is aim dineim din. If so, one has to understand pshat in this, Rav Gemara says, the face of Avacha Bered Ravika shnayim shadonu dineim din. So to explain pshat in Rav Gemara, we find that the Achrenim explain pshat in Rav Gemara based on the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before. Then in the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishra Misacha was in Schadish, that one does not need a Beis Din. And the reason why a Dayan Echad is kosher is because one does not need a Beis Din in order to be done Dinei Hoidois V'Alvois. And for that reason we will say, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, and even though there is Halacha V'Aim Beis Din Shoko, which is Halacha even B'Di'evid, but still as far as Hoidois V'Alvois, one does not need a Beis Din. For that reason we will not apply the Halacha V'Aim Beis Din Shoko. That is how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. So again, as far as this, that it was in Schadish in the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishna Misacha, that a Dayan Echad is Kasha Lodun. One can explain Pshat in the Drosha in one of two ways. Either one can explain Pshat in the Drosha, that in the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishna Misacha was in Schadish as far as Hidoi's Havoyis is concerned, a Dayan Echad is considered a Beis Din. Or one can say, as the Rambam explains, then the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishna Misacha was in Schadish as far as Hidoyis HaVoyis is concerned, one does not need a Beis Din. Now, according to the Shita of the Rambam, who understands that in the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishna Misacha was in Schadish, one does not need a Beis Din, one can explain that so too there is no Chalais Psak Din taking place as well, but rather all that is taking place is a regular Hayrah, similar to Hayrah Be'Isser V'Hetem. For that reason, one does not need a Beis Din. And so too is the mashmos of the Ktsais and the Nesivis. Another malach with which one can explain Pshat the Rambam is this, that even though there is a chalais psak din, but still was in Schadish, in the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishna Misacha, that one can have a chalais psak din of Eidois V'Avois even without a Beis Din. That is Minat Torah. Rabbanu were Mesakin that one needs three Dayanim, Mishom Yesh Ve'Kronis. Now one has to know, according to the Shita of the Rambam, who understands it was in Schadish in the Drosha B'Tzedek Tishra Misacha, the one does not need a Beis Din. Do we say that when Rabbanu were Mesakin, that one needs three Dayanim Mishum Yashrekonis? Do we have a Beis Din? Or do we say that really what is taking place is a Psak of Dayan Echad? This that one needs three Dayanim is not because one needs a Beis Din and one has a Beis Din, but rather three Dayanim is just to ensure that there is Echad Vegomer Mishom Yesh Ve'Kronis. In the Achrenim we find a tremendous machlokes as far as how to understand this halacha that one needs Gimel Madrabanan. The Tumim explain that even Madrabanan one does not have a Beis Din, but rather one has a Psak of Chad, and one has a Psak of the Chad who is Gomer. And the reason why one needs the other two Dayanim is only in order to ensure that there will at least be one who is Gomer. On the other hand, in the Sharim Mishpat and Siman Yilches, we find that the Sharim Mishpat brings down from the Shvas Yaakov that all three are considered Dayanim, and one has a Beis Din. And for that reason, the Shvas Yaakov goes on to say that if there is a Machlekes among the Dayanim, even if the two that are Loi Gomer are arguing on the Chad de Gomer, But still, we will go after Rav just like the regular halacha of Acher Rabba Mahatis by a basin that all three are gomer. So from the Shvus Yaakov, one clearly sees that the Shvus Yaakov understands that all three are considered dayanim and one has a beis din. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Tumim and the Sharei Mishpat as far as how to understand the Takana Midrabanan, where Rabbanan Misakin, that one needs a beis din and one has a beis din, or Rabbanan Misakin, that in order to ensure that one will have Chad V'Gomer, for that reason one needs three. But the Psak is a Psak of the Chad V'Gomer. According to the Tumim and his Pashat, that if the two Dvoi Gomer are arguing on the Chad Gomer, we will not go after Rav, but rather we will go after the Psak of the Chad Gomer. In the Ksais HaChayshin and Simon HaMavavs of Katan Zayin, we find that the Ksais brings the following Raya from our Gemara. From this, someone sees in our Gemara that by Gimel Dayanim, and when has Chad Gomer and Trey Dvoi Gomer, the Din is a Din Kosher. The Ksais proves that by Dayanim there is an halacha of Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal. Had there been an halacha by Dayanim of Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal, over here we have a Dayan who is like Gomer, who is Pasal to be a Dayan. And therefore we should apply the halacha of Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal. In other words, the Ksais is asking that how can Rambana be Machsher 3 and be Machsher Trade like Gomer, Menatera? If we have a Trey Dvoi Gomer, or even a Chad Dvoi Gomer, we will have the halacha Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal, and the din will be pasal min ha-Torah. And for that reason, the Ksais proves from our sugya that by Dayanim there is no halacha Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal. Well, clearly, the entire kasha the Ksais is only if we are to assume, like the Shvus Yaakov, that Rabbanu Misakin, that one needs a beis din, and all three Dayanim are part of the beis din. And for that reason, the Ksais asks that one should apply the halacha of Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal. If we are to understand like the Tumim, that even by three, by Trey Dvoi Gomer, or even by Chad Dvoi Gomer, one does not have a beis din, but rather one has a psak of the Gomer, then it is pashit that we will not apply the halacha of Nimtza Echa Meherem Kara Vipasal. And so too one can say that even according to Yushenim, we'll argue in the Rambam, and understand that in the drasha b'tzedek tishna misacha was in schadish, that one dayan is considered a beis din, so too will not apply the halacha of nimtza echa meherem kara vipasal, since there is no tziruf of the dayanim taking place. Rather, this that one needs three is only to ensure that there will be at least a chad v'gomer. We do not see all three dayanim as part of one beis din. Rather, the chad v'gomer himself is considered the beis din. And for that reason, we will not apply the halacha of nimtza echa meherem kara vipasal. In our share in that base, we mentioned that the Acharonim asked the following tamiya v'shitas Rambam. According to the Rambam, who paskins like Rav Acha b'Reida Avika, that based on Metzedek Tishma Misacha, we learn out that a Dainechet is Kasha Minatera. If so, what is Pshat in this, as the Rambam says in Perakei Mihoches Sanhedrin, that based on Shevachotzars can be done based on this, that we say Shechusayo Kav Dinon. Who needs Shechusayo Kav Dinon? Well, Chira, even without Shechusayo Kav Dinon, we should say that a based on Shodietis has a right to be done, since Dainachar is Kasha Minatera. Based on the sheet of the Rambam, one can say as follows, that even though Dainachar is Kasha Minatera, but again, a Dainachar is not considered a Beistin. And therefore, as far as any dinim which need a Beistin, we will need Shloisha Mumchen. A Beistin Chaldeitis will not work, since a Beistin Chaldeitis will not be considered a Beistin. And for that reason, we'll need Shechusayo Kavdinon in order to have a Beistin. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam and answer the kasha of the Acharonim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.